Show. Monday to Friday, 6 to 9. On Smile. Smile 90.4 FM.
It's always liquor when we've got superstars in town. In town, I mean literally in town. Yep. Where they've come through from a long way
exactly.
to join us. We really can't thank him enough for getting up and joining us this morning. Francois Van Koo!
Yes, hey, guys. I'm so happy to be here with you guys, man. I'm with the baddest team.
Yeah. What a combination, eh? For instance, look at what I'm teamed up with here. Eh? Talk about Deadly Radio.
It's awesome, man. I'm so happy to see all your faces this morning. And Belleville is a very, very far way away from Cape Town, but it's all worth the drive.
You're looking good. You're looking great. You're still out there performing, giving your heart and soul to music and creating and doing all those wonderful things in the space that you're now comfortable in. It's a home mm-hmm. that you've created, and it's nice to see that you're still doing what you love, because a lot of people get bored. You know, you've been there, you've done that, you've created, and now you go, well, what next? I'll be a family man. Been there, done that, got that, mm-hmm. box ticked. But still creating and being this dynamic force of music, which is great.
Hey, thanks, man. I don't really know how to reply to that. I've been making music now for 20 years, so it's like kind of almost a lifetime, eh? So, but I still feel like I feel most energized when I'm creating something and making music, and I still love doing that. I love playing shows. I love being on stage. It's like so much part of me as, you know, getting up in the morning and and breathing.
Yeah.
I've been playing in bands since I was 15 years old. It's like part of my DNA.
Yeah.
But the older you get, I guess things change. You know, like in my early 20s, it was the best thing in the world to go on the road and be away from your terrible circumstances, and you know, you have money to eat on the road, and you've got a proper bed that's not on the floor. You've got more than a collection of porn magazines, you know. I mean? But no, like 20 years later, it's a little bit different because you know, I've got a family and I've got a house that I like, and you know, like stuff like that. So I still find it a massive privilege to go on stage and to play music, but you know, like the dynamic is slightly different with going on the road is maybe not as much fun as it was in my early 20s.
And you work really well in any kind of a situation musically. And I think about like your journey. You talk about 20 years, about being authentic in the beginning when you started with what you wanted and how you wanted to pave your career. And then how people kind of, were like, this is incredible, but you never ever kind of wavered to what what you believed in. You stayed true to what you wanted from your music, and you've taken, I think, the fan base and the listeners on this great 20-year journey. And part of that journey is include collaborations with people that, and I tend to think that you are by nature a scholar of music, because you like to listen to other people, what they can contribute music, and then see how you can kind of bring that into your world and have a bit of fun with and play.
Yeah, man, I've been doing collabs for most of my career. I think like the first memorable one was, I think, Dance with Jack Barrow. And like, I think that was 2008 or 2007, around there. And since then, I've just been doing collaborations, and sometimes they work out, sometimes they don't. You know, sometimes you gel with someone and sometimes you don't really. But, you know, that has kind of set me up to do like these shows that I do these days, the Francois and Vrienden shows, you know, because I've got so many collabs. And and that show is kind of like a collab show. Everyone on that bill I've kind of actually written songs with. Mm. And like you said, you really do learn so much from music and people and personalities and working with so many different people. So I really love doing that. I think I also work better in a group. I think that's probably my sport and rugby background. That's like set me up like that. But I love working in a group and love working with people, and just dig that. But I learn a lot through that, for sure.
Dis amazing. Ek wou gesê dat die feit dat jy elke keer teruggee as jy 'n collab het met iemand. Ja. 'n stukkie van jouself en dit wys en dit kom deur. Jy weet, spoegwolk, dagdrome, 'n dagdrome in suburbia. Ons het nou 'n nuwe liedjie hier, François en vriende wat nou opkom, as ek weg is. Vertel ons meer van daai lied en ek weet daar's 'n baie spesiale motivering agter dit aan wat jy gaan opneem en uitbring.
Ja, as ek weg is, is 'n song wat ek nou onlangs geskryf het. Dis op my, ja, op 'n kortspeler waarmee ek nou besig is. Dis die Frans en vriende.
Yes.
En dis saam met Tashay wat ek ontmoet het op The Voice in 2019. En ek is so gelukkig dat ek al kon ontmoet en jy weet dat sy op my span kon wees en dat ons die competitie kon wen.
Ja.
Sy sou in elk geval gewen het as het nie vir my was nie, maar gelukkig was ek haar coach. En jy weet, it is amazing hoe dit uitgedraai dat ons kan nog steeds goeders saam doen. Dis nou al 4 jaar later en jy weet, ek sing op van haar songs op haar albums en sy sing op van myne en ons kan saam skryf en saam werk. En hierdie song is nogal 'n spesiale ding vir my, want jy weet, ek het dit so vir my familie geskryf, maar uit die perspektief van ek is nie meer hier nie, so ek het nog nooit so iets gedoen nie. En in die skryfproses het ek besef, ek is eintlik besig om hierdie song te skryf asof ek klaar weg is.
Yes.
So ja, dis ek, en ek hoop dit is vir mense, gee vir mense die boodskap dat jy weet, dit's belangrik om te lewe nou terwyl jy hier is en die beste in te sit vir die mense rondom jou nou. En jy weet, ons almal, jy weet, is besig en ons kan nie altyd fokus op alles wat rondom ons gebeur nie, maar dit is, mens moet tyd maak om vir jou naastes tyd in te sit, jy weet.
Special guest on the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show this morning, François van Cooke, who's performing with friends around the country, in actual fact, he's performing on the show, and a slightly different look on life now, François. We spoke about the career you've had, but also the different seasons of life. You know, you go through these different seasons when you're starting out, you're keen to get out there, now you become a bit more weary about being on the road. You only want to be in the road to get out of the house just for a little bit, small little bursts, just to get away.
No, yeah, it helps at times. I think it relaxes my wife. I think she's if I'm at home for too long of a stretch, she's like, I should get out of the house. She's used to it, and she can manage the kids maybe sometimes a little bit better on her own. If I get into the mix, I mess things up, you know what I mean? But I think it helps with her head. But you know, for me, you know, I love being at home. I love making the mission. Yeah. I always feel like I'm on my way going home, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ek sien jou gewoonlik aan Belville ronddraf asof jy vir 'n marathon voorberei. Are you busy with that as well, my man?
Ek oefen actually vir 'n marathon. Toen, ek het laas jaar my eerste keer gedoen, ek het die Cape Town Marathon gedoen in Oktober laas jaar.
Yes.
So I ended for this year as well, so I'll be running a marathon in 6 weeks.
Oh, wow.
And I actually entered for the Two Oceans as well next year, so 56. So I'm going to do the ultra.
I can't run with people because they expect you to interact with them.
To talk to them,
it's this escapism. Escapism.
Yeah.
And when you're a parent, you need it. You need that solitaire time to kind of work things out. It is such a good space, and you know it's a good space when you've done your run and you come back and you actually can't remember the run. You're in a car and you're going the same route you've just run and you go, I can't believe I ran this. Actually, it's a long way to run.
Yeah.
It's good that you do it first thing in the morning. I also feel sometimes, did I actually do that now? Because I just woke up and I'm already done with like 10Ks. But yeah, for me, it's also like it's my alone time. It's like time that I get to do stuff like listen to music or listen to audiobooks or just listen to the quiet.
Mm.
It's so good.
You're going to Frankreich, hey?
I'm going to Frankreich, and we're going to be at the same game, right?
I'm going to go watch Ireland try and take on the box in Paris in 2 weeks' time.
Yeah, oh, it's going to be incredible. It's going to be so amazing.
You're going to pay us so hard afterwards. If you let them know.
I like it. This is my first game at a World Cup after 95 Australia and South Africa at Newland, so I'm super excited.
Yes, please.
But that's a break, so you've planned that as a break just to take a bit of you time in amongst a crazy diary. And then it's back, and then it's grafting them. I mean, the rest of the year, it doesn't stop for François van Cooke. You've got a busy year ahead.
Yeah, I mean, from October to January, that's normally kind of our busiest time of the year. So, things are kind of nonstop. So it's just about maintaining a balance in between, for sure.
He does that so well by including a good run and gearing towards the first two oceans for him next year, the 56th Ultra. That is, let me tell you, you can't just go, you know, you can't just Bob Skinstad, former captain of the Springboks. We know him so well, in Stormers captain back in the day. He decided once he was going to run it without any training.
No.
He said it was the worst. He said he'd rather play against the All Blacks naked, without boots on, every day of the week. That's how tough. I mean, it's tough.
It's grueling.
He did
yeah.
it, and he did it like, I think he was like in the last bus. They had to push him over, and he couldn't walk for 2 weeks afterwards.
Yeah, you gotta put your runs in. When I did my first marathon last year, finished, I told the first person I saw, I was like, that's the hardest thing I've ever done. And then I fell down and I started cramping. Luckily, just not before that. But yeah, you got to put some serious runs in before you do it, for sure.
I got to say, I was talking about unusual trophies you've won. You've won one. Mr. Belville.
Meneer Belville. Okay, for tell us. Okay.
This is not Mr. Belville the city. It is...
It is
Mr. Belville High School.
Okay.
And yes, I was in high school a very long time ago. This was 1997. I was in Standard 9 or Grade 11. Yeah. But it's funny because I actually performed at Meneer Mevrouw Belville this year.
No ways.
And it was very weird being back at my old high school, and I got heckled by a child, which was quite hectic.
Oh, wow.
A child in the front row heckled me. And I wanted to kick his face in, but I kept it in. I kept it in, and at the end of the show, he was singing along, and I think I got him on my side.
Oh,
but, it was so weird because I had to play 12 songs, and it was split up into like the three sections. So I had to do four, four, and four. And so I obviously had to keep the most well-known, the kind of the hits for last.
Yes.
And I started with songs that are kind of relatively well-known, and and the people kind of sang along a bit. And in the third song, it's like an older one, so I guess this dude must have been like five or six when this came out. So I pointed the mic to the crowd and no one sang, and he just tuned me, "Os kan nie daai in die my ou." And I was like, oh, just got owned by a child.
Nothing that humbles you like that. Yeah. Eh?
Ladies and gentlemen, super husband, father, muso, and all-round great guy, Francois von Koch.
Thank you. Hey, thanks very much for having me, guys. The baddest team. Yeah. Ryan, success, and Ricky Lekkerman.
Thanks, bud. Tell me what you like. Follow us on Instagram @ Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.